Good morning. Welcome back to the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. You know, I have learned how to grow roses from the ground up, and I'm pleased to say my peppers are popping, my bush and cherry tomatoes are growing bigger, and I took a beautiful bright red Goliath tomato off the vine yesterday. Are you a beginner garden? Are you overwhelmed? Are you ready for the real facts of life when you grow your own food? Well, we have Brad Jones. He's the co-founder of Edible Education Experience at the Emeril Lagasse Foundation Kitchen House and Culinary Garden. He's with us today to tell us about the real-life growing food and cooking programs for new gardeners, beginning chefs, and volunteers. We're also taking your calls at 407-916-5400, or you can text Tom anytime at 23680. So join Brad, Tom, Colton, and me for this hour of Better Lawns and Gardens on Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Visit us on the web at betterlawns.com and on our Facebook page at BLG Radio. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
Almost everything you hear, read, or watch during this pandemic is about good hygiene. Wash your hands, use disinfectant wipes, wear a mask. These extra measures make perfect sense and can be followed by us all. But the Bible says while we might be clean on the outside, none of us are clean on the inside. When's the last time you silently judged someone or snapped in anger to your spouse or child? You may privately say you've never cheated on your spouse, but Jesus says if we have lustful thoughts, we're guilty of adultery in God's eyes. All are examples of how unclean we can be on the inside. Psalm 51 says, "Wash me and I'll be whiter than snow." Outward cleanliness is good, and we can do that ourselves, but being cleansed on the inside, in the depths of our hearts, only Jesus can do. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For devotions, text DEVO to 77222.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Good morning and welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm a horticulturist, landscape designer, garden author. We would love you to go to our Facebook page, Better Lawns and Gardens, and like it. We love interacting from you and hearing from you. Tom and I, we check the page often and we'll even answer your questions on it. You can go to the Facebook page, Better Lawns and Gardens, and post your gardening photos as well. If you're in the Apopka area today and tomorrow, please come by the Apopka Art and Foliage Festival, the Plant Doctor booth, and I will be there today from 12 to 2, and Tom and Joni will be there on Sunday from 12 to 2, so we're looking forward to seeing you. Tom, do you ever get a question from someone who is so excited about learning how to grow their own food, but then they say the words, We want it to be low maintenance.
I know.
That is so tough to hear because I go, okay, we need to start talking.
Yeah, that's what
reality.
We talk. Yeah.
It's important to understand what it really takes to grow your own food. And we have today Brad Jones with us. He is the co-founder of the Edible Education Experience, which is an extension of the Orlando Junior Academy, nestled in the scholastically named neighborhood of College Park. It's named the Emeril Lagasse Foundation Kitchen House and Culinary Garden. And the Edible Education Experience provides, of course, education, but also so much inspiration. Their beautiful 3,000-square-foot culinary garden showcases growing food sustainably and seasonally. It provides hands-on, lifelong opportunities for gardeners, young and seniors, volunteers, and professionals. Good morning, Brad. Thank you for joining Tom and I this morning.
Yes, good morning to you. Thanks for being here.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, Brad, I was so excited to see you the other day there. It was good to catch up. Your kitchen and culinary garden is impressive. But I will have to tell you, you gave me your business card again, and it's a little bit more humble. It states you're just a garden educator. But as someone who's co-founded an amazing learning garden, it's got a vibrant program, and you're responsible for so much more, right?
Well, first, it's funny because I think the idea of calling myself an educator, to me that seems pretty aspirational. No, I think that what happened, you know, the journey of 1,000 little baby steps to make this organization happen really was a team effort and surrounding myself with. It's not like I had this vision of what we have now. It really is a culmination of a lot of conversations and people who had similar passions and curiosities. And it really was something that kind of happened organically. It wasn't like I was driven to make this thing become a reality. So it's, I just want to say that because I want to encourage people that you don't know what the future is going to look like exactly. But I think if you surround yourself with people who are energetic and enthusiastic, great things can happen.
So, yes, magic can happen. And it's happening there. So the Edible Education Experience, how did you get started? How is it funded?
Well, it's the capital project, the building and the lot was a partnership between Orlando Junior Academy, like you mentioned. They owned the land. And then at the time it was Florida Hospital for Children and the Emeril Lagasse Foundation, which is a unique group of people to come together. Chefs and educators and physicians don't often sit at the same table, but it was a like-minded kind of desire to see something positive happen around food and education. And it was that's how it initiated. But now we're an independent 501c3 who's really responsible for creating programming that is that we charge for. But then we also want to provide benefit to the community that earns people's trust and earns people's donations. So, yeah, our financial sustainability is really on us at this point to create a product and experience that is meaningful and valuable to the community.
Yeah, well, you have, Brad, you have culinary classes also. So I just wonder, what kind of relationship does your school have with local and nationally recognized chefs?
You know, that's interesting because there's such a, we really try and make an impact. And we think about what's happening in the, you know, nationally and then what is happening locally. And we want to be part of both conversations. We have had some connections with some national profiles. Sam Cass, who is the White House chef for the Obamas, came and visited us, and it was really exciting to see what's happening on a national scale. But then it's also and of course Emeril Lagasse has been to our facility and members of his board of the foundation, which we're really excited about continuing that relationship with the foundation. But there's also this incredible thing that's happening in Central Florida with the chef community. I did not grow up in the food business, and this is kind of new to me, but I'm continuing to be amazed at the collaborative and community-minded culture that's within the food community here. And so it's really exciting to highlight and connect with that community that's as local, as you can get, honestly.
Yep. Now, when these chefs come in, do you get them to cook a meal for you?
I'm ruined, basically. I've eaten a lot of really good food. You know, half of it's leftovers, but no.
I love leftovers.
I've become a food snob, not on purpose, but it's just kind of happened by proximity. But no, there's a lot of good food that happens at the Kitchen House, yeah.
How about that? So what are some of the seasonal food crops visitors can see at the Edible Education Experience?
Well, yeah, I guess it does depend on what time of the year they come. We have some things that are kind of year-round, like this lemongrass and some of our fruit trees that they can see somewhere in the process of creating food for us. But then I get really excited about, you know, right now our pumpkins are just starting out, and we have some watermelons and some there's things. But then there's also things that are finishing up, like our cauliflower and broccoli, and I think our kale and collard greens are probably have already peaked and are on their way out. So it's kind of like this conveyor belt that there's always something going in and always something coming out.
Yeah, well, you got to work hard to keep up with Teresa, because she's got zucchini and peppers and tomatoes. She picked a big tomato yesterday.
I did.
Oh, yeah?
But it doesn't compare to yours, though, Brad. So, but you have a lot of help. How do you incorporate volunteers to support the garden?
Well, I've got about a half a dozen really committed people who have been with us long term. And then there's people who come and go, and I certainly welcome people who, you know, some people have had a lot of experience gardening, and some are really newbies that just want to get their hands in the dirt and see what it's like. But it's really important for me, I think, in my role, to make sure that whoever comes to the garden is going to spend an hour or two doing something that they enjoy. And there's a whole range of things to be done in a garden. And sometimes people haven't really thought about, oh, I want to volunteer in a garden, but they haven't really thought about, what does that mean? Like, what am I actually going to do? And so I always am very careful to make sure that, you know, there's some people who really love pulling weeds. And then there's some people who really love digging a big hole or shoveling mulch, you know, or collecting seeds off of a lettuce plant that's gone to seed. So there's all different kinds of things to be done in a garden. And I want to make sure that whoever is volunteering is really enjoying their time. This is not about just, you know, toil for toil's sake. So yeah, that's my job.
I want you to
have a good time.
I want you to send those weed pullers over at my house.
No. That list is confidential. I can't say that name. Sorry. Wish I could.
Yeah. Now, you have rental opportunities also. What kind of events can someone have at your facilities?
Well, we are a unique facility. I always say that we're going to attract a certain kind of person who wants to have a certain kind of experience. It's not like the Sheraton banquet room or anything like that. It's really a unique space that's fairly intimate. So and people who really want to make that connection between what's going on in the soil and what's going on your plate, that makes a great kind of experience. So our really sweet spot, I think, is between 20 and 30 people together around the table. So anything from, you know, like there we've had like rehearsal dinner parties for engagement. We got a wedding coming up next year that somebody's already planning on. We had corporate retreat kind of groups that come together, and we have some meeting space for them to do some work on their own personal, you know, mission and vision. And then we can break for lunch and have that kind of dining experience also. There's family reunions. We've had christening kind of celebrations. We've had lots of different kinds of things, but it's a unique venue and a fairly intimate space. So,
Brad, when we bumped into each other last week, we mutually agreed upon the realities of growing your own food. Can you tell us a little bit about your philosophy of growing and gardening with edible landscapes?
Well, it's kind of I always think of like what you talked about, maintenance, and the idea of like, what does that really mean to care for a garden? I like to use the word care versus maintenance. I don't think of it as like a car kind of maintenance. I compare it more to like what you would have if you had a pet. Like if you have a dog, nobody looks for ways to, what can I build into this experience with my dog where I don't have to spend as much time with it? Nobody wants a low care dog.
That's true.
So I don't think of gardening as a way to ever save time. I'm really focused on that. It's a way to spend time. And I think that if you're enjoying growing a tomato, then that tomato is worth it. If I'm only looking for a tomato at the end of the day, when tomatoes are in season, you can find a vendor, you can find a producer that'll give you a really good tomato for really low cost. So I don't think of gardening in the ways of the way I look at, you know, purchasing a vacuum cleaner or something like that. It's really, it's one something that I want to do.
Yeah, now we're going to be running out of time real quick here. So tell us about the upcoming program, Becoming a Gardener, on April 27th, and can people still register?
Yeah, we got a few more spots left, and you can go to our website and check out, it's edibleed.org, and you can find our, under our programming tab, you can find about this class. It's kind of a unique, I think it's a unique class where it's really not about how to grow carrots. It's not a how to grow a particular crop kind of class. It's how to become a gardener, how to think like a gardener, and how to make sure that you're getting what you want out of that garden experience, not just about how do you produce, you know, a pound of carrots or something like that. So it's really about becoming a gardener and with a mindset.
That's great, Brad. So give us your website real slow again and let people know how they can register for this class. You've still got a couple of spots open.
Well, you can just type in edible education experience into your Google bar and it'll bring us up. But our actual website is edibleed.org.
There you go. Thank you so much, Brad, for joining Tom and I this morning and talking about the Emeril Lagasse Foundation Kitchen House and Culinary Garden. It's an amazing facility that anyone interested in learning how to garden should stop by and visit or even sign up to volunteer for a season. If you have a gardening question, now's the time to call us at 407-916-5400. Or you can text Tom at 23680. I'm Teresa Watkins. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika and West Nile virus. But Summit Mosquito Dunks kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, or wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. Or visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Hi, Teresa Watkins here for Black Cow, the mature manure. Every time you buy a bag of Black Cow, you're helping the environment. Black Cow's process repurposes manure so it's environmentally friendly and beneficial for your garden and lawn. Black Cow contains up to 10 times more nutrients and microbes than garden soils, and it helps to retain moisture too. Your lawn, flower beds, and vegetable gardens will be off to a great start with Black Cow. Everything grows better with sun, water, and Black Cow. For more details, check out their website at blackcow.com.
Almost everything you hear, read, or watch during this pandemic is about good hygiene. Wash your hands, use disinfectant wipes, wear a mask. These extra measures make perfect sense and can be followed by us all. But the Bible says while we might be clean on the outside, none of us are clean on the inside. When's the last time you silently judged someone or snapped in anger to your spouse or child? You may privately say you've never cheated on your spouse, but Jesus says if we have lustful thoughts, we're guilty of adultery in God's eyes. All are examples of how unclean we can be on the inside. Psalm 51 says, "Wash me and I'll be whiter than snow." Outward cleanliness is good, and we can do that ourselves. But being cleansed on the inside, in the depths of our hearts, only Jesus can do. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For devotions, text DEVO to 77222.
If the lines are busy, please try again. 1-888-45-LAWNS. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Paid for by US Med.
Almost everything you hear, read, or watch during this pandemic is about good hygiene. Wash your hands, use disinfectant wipes, wear a mask. These extra measures make perfect sense and could be followed by us all. But the Bible says while we might be clean on the outside, none of us are clean on the inside. When's the last time you silently judged someone or snapped in anger to your spouse or child? You may privately say you've never cheated on your spouse, but Jesus says if we have lustful thoughts, we're guilty of adultery in God's eyes. All are examples of how unclean we can be on the inside. Psalm 51 says, "Wash me and I'll be whiter than snow." Outward cleanliness is good, and we can do that ourselves. But being cleansed on the inside, in the depths of our hearts, only Jesus can do. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For devotions, text DEVO to 77222.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. We would love to answer your questions now. You can call us with your gardening questions at 407-916-5400. Or you can also call our toll-free line 1-888-45-LAWNS. Or you can text Tom at 23680. I'm Teresa Watkins. And we want to remind everyone to come see us at the Apopka Art and Foliage Festival today and tomorrow. I'm going to be there at 12 to 2 today, but Tom, you and Joni are going to be there tomorrow.
12 to 2 tomorrow. Bring me your tired, sick, and weary.
There you go. It's going to be a lot of fun answering your gardening questions, and even bring us some flowers if you need some plant ID.
Or weed.
Photographs if you need some design inspiration. You can always ask for that. And so, Tom, we have a text. We have an interesting text question.
We got plenty of them here. And I'm just thinking, I might take a few weeds with me tomorrow. And if anybody wants them, they can take them home with them, which would be kind of neat.
Giveaways.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, here's one here. It says, will landscape lights damage ornamental plants? Just installed a complete FX luminaire LED system, and I'm not sure if the lamps are damaging my Thai plants or something else, but they have begun dropping their leaves. Where the lamps shine on them. Now, I'd have to see the setup because how close is it to the plants? If it's just shining light on the leaves some distance, might not be enough light or it may be too hot. I don't know.
I'm thinking it could be the heat, but then also, too, Hawaiian Thais have been dropping their leaves anyway because of the winter time and the drought and being dry. But the lights could add additional temperatures.
It could
raise the temperatures and it could be dropping. So it may need a little bit more moisture there or pull the lights back.
Yeah, or it might just be, like you said, just natural cycle right now. Here's the thought. What is the new growth doing?
If
the new growth looks fine, then you can rule out temperature and whatever else. And if it's just the older leaves.
I would say that. And this is also time, too, to cut back your Hawaiian Thais and get them to be a little bit more flush out a little bit.
Yeah, no doubt about that. We've got more text messages here, but it's your turn to give us a call. 1-888-45-LAWNS, 1-888-455-2967, or if you want to call local, 407-916-5400. They have some tiny snails and lizards living around my back door and patio, and they want to know what to do. Now, the snails I have a pretty good control for, and that's the natural iron phosphate baits that are out there, and most of the products are that.
Snail bait works really well. Do you have this vision of these lizards and these snails sitting around in outdoor rooms on chairs reading and just enjoying themselves around the patio?
Yeah, with the little lights on outside, reading a little book and just waiting for the next insect to come by.
Exactly.
But that's why the lizards are there, right? They're looking
the
for insects.
The lizards are beneficial, and you want them there. They're going to get rid of the mosquitoes. They're going to get rid. I've actually seen the lizards take a palmetto bug and take it away eat it.
And ants.
They love to eat those. So they're so beneficial. Now, the snails are coming because they're comfortable. That's right. Their habitat must be good. So it's got to be wet.
Yeah, moist. Yeah.
Moist or very dark. And so, you want to dry that area out or use the slug baits.
Yeah. I think that the lizards are probably there because they've got a light on at nighttime, maybe light coming from inside. And the frogs. We get this call about the frogs also during the summertime. Why the frogs around my door? Because you got a light on.
And the moths are going to come by.
Yeah.
And so, a good moth every once in a while.
Good feeding.
It's great feeding. So.
I'd be there, too, if I was a frog or a lizard.
Exactly.
I'd just waiting for my next meal.
Yeah. So I'm really one that, does the light really need to be on? You know, yeah, so that's right. Because especially if you've got vegetables, you're attracting all of those moths that are going to lay eggs and you know, create, you know, issues in your garden.
Yeah. Now, we have lights on at nighttime out front, and so I have to go out there with a little cleaning cloth and knock the insects down and stuff like that. But
yeah. Do you have to have the light on? And that's one of the things with it, especially with your vegetable or food gardens, you don't necessarily want it to be lit up at night.
No. And sometimes lights can be a problem. And the problem is if it's like a crepe myrtle, for instance, and it's a street light, and you plant a crepe myrtle underneath a street light, it grows during the wintertime, you get a cold, and it freezes back.
Exactly.
I've had that happen.
And then poinsettias don't turn. They don't go into their night
cycle.
I've
had that happen, too. You know, stupid horticulturists. here's one more here, and then we'll go to the phone calls. It says, hi, Tom. I'd like to know how to keep squirrels out of the vegetable garden. Get a dog.
Yes, get a dog. That'll help.
They're feeding. Now, we do feed the squirrels, and some people say if you feed them in another area, you're less likely to have them in your gardens, and that may be true, but squirrels are digging in my area. They're digging up my seedlings.
They are a pest.
I am ticked off.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
eat
like
squirrel.
Them.
Hey, I saw my cat go after a squirrel yesterday.
Did you?
And it almost got the squirrel, but the squirrel...
Too fast.
Yeah.
There we go. We have Craig in Orlando. Good morning, Craig. How can we help you?
Hey, good morning. Thank you for helping me. I had a question on Christmas cactuses. Mm-hmm. I've inherited probably 5 or 6 containers of Christmas cactuses.
Oh, how nice.
They've been in the family for years, and they're pretty good size. They're single plants in a pot, so they're kind of woody at the bottom. At first, they were in pretty rough shape, but apparently when I got them home, I found a much better spot in the water. Because they're looking more healthy, and they're putting out new growth.
Good.
And I was interested in your opinion on what I could do moving forward to keep them for another generation for light, water, and fertilizer. But also, what can I do about the legginess that some of them are getting, where they're getting too long and straggly?
Okay, a couple of things come to my mind. For the legginess, we can go ahead and cut them back at this time. And you can root the cuttings so you can start another generation of them, pass them on.
Now, do you really carefully, Tom, clip them right at the base of each of the different leaf bits?
Yeah, the joints, they come together.
Yeah.
I'll take them back probably 3 or 4 of those leaves, depending on how long the stem is also.
Sure.
And then they'll bud back out for you. Now, water and fertilizer.
Water and fertilizer, they are a succulent, so they don't need a lot of water. But you want to be just consistent. Make sure that they've got good drainage. Consistent watering, and then fertilizer, because it's flowering, you want to do it on a regular basis with slow-release fertilizer. And so whatever, you know, brand you get, follow the label.
Yeah, probably every couple of months with a slow-release product. Yeah. And when it gets into the fall, you stop fertilizer. And I would say at the end of September, you stop fertilizer and you cut back on the water.
Right, stop the watering in the fall. And that's going to make...
I'm sorry?
No liquid fertilizer?
I'd go with a granule. So slow-release products or granule products, like Osmocote or Shake and Feed, Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed, those type products.
Perfect. Yeah. What do they like about light, too?
They're just like a regular plant. They can take bright light. They're not something
Not full sun.
Not full sun, but I would say bright light, maybe underneath the eave of your patio area, under your patio area. Under a tree, you know, you want to make sure that they're getting at least 6 to 7 hours of partial sun and just not full sun.
Yeah, Craig, a lot of people set them outside during the summertime they'll put them under a tree like Teresa says. And I've had one hanging underneath the tree. Now, I'm going to have to tell you, the plants do wear out periodically and sometimes you have to restart them. So I would go ahead and use some of those clippings to restart some new plants.
Also, too, you might want to check the soil. If he's inherited these plants, that soil may not have been changed out for years. And just repotting them and putting them in a new soil or taking them out of that pot, you know, taking all the old dirt off and putting a new soil into the pot and repotting them that way, it's going to give them a new start. It's going to shake them up.
And they won't need a larger pot either.
No.
Maybe at the most one, just slightly a bit larger. And you do find people have had... Christmas cactus, holiday cactus, Thanksgiving cactus for years and years. I mean, 50, 60, 70 years.
I have friends who have had Christmas cactuses for 50 years that their parents had, and they just look amazing.
Yeah.
So check the soil.
I sure appreciate it. Thank you for the help.
You're welcome, Craig. Thank you for calling. If you'd like to call us, you just need to dial 407. Dial. Is that?
Yeah, that you're old. I'm old. Know what your age is
I'm
now.
I'm old. Yeah. All you need to do is push some buttons, 407-916-5400, or you can text us at 23680.
Yeah, of course, when I go way back, it was when you picked up the phone and the operator said, number, please,
yes.
And you told them what you wanted.
I remember going to these little small towns in Georgia that you only had to dial four numbers.
Yeah, well, I was up in Canada. I have to tell this story. I said in horticulture. I was up in Canada, and they had one of these old-fashioned phones where you ring and you get the operator. Well, I didn't realize how to use it, so I would ring. And I didn't hear anything, so I'd ring again and ring again, and I was dialing everybody up and down the line. And they would say, hello, hello.
And you didn't know. Oh, but that's too funny.
I didn't know what I was doing, that's for sure. Yeah, if you want to call us, you feel free to. We're available at this number here. Nice. Teresa says 1-888-45-LAWNS. Let's see if we can sneak one more in here. There are small round holes in the leaves of my beacon impatiens. That's the new impatiens, by the way, resistance to downy mildew. And it says, I can't find insects on them. Any idea what's causing the holes?
Oh, those are snails.
Yeah, probably.
Those are snails. Get some snail slug bait and use that around your plants. And then just be careful with the watering, overwatering, or just it's no good. You don't have good drainage there. It's in a lot of shade. Dry it out. You'll get less snails.
Yep. No doubt about it.
There you go. We're going to be back with more Better Lawns and Gardens. And if you have a gardening question, please give us a call, 407-916-5400. I'm Teresa Watkins, and you're listening to Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika and West Nile virus. But Summit Mosquito Dunks kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, or wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. Or visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Are you stuck inside but still looking for bargains on new and secondhand goods? Try HiBid.com, the online auction site for just about anything. HiBid.com offers a safe and easy way to find hundreds of thousands of items for sale every day. From rare coins to fine jewelry, tools to vintage toys, and classic cars to real estate. HiBid.com has it all. HiBid.com makes it easy to find what you're looking for, and the site is simple to use. HiBid.com, that's HiBid.com. And start discovering great deals today.
Almost everything you hear, read, or watch during this pandemic is about good hygiene. Wash your hands, use disinfectant wipes, wear a mask. These extra measures make perfect sense and can be followed by us all. But the Bible says while we might be clean on the outside, none of us are clean on the inside. When's the last time you silently judged someone or snapped in anger to your spouse or child? You may proudly say you've never cheated on your spouse, but Jesus says if we have lustful thoughts, we're guilty of adultery in God's eyes. All are examples of how unclean we can be on the inside. Psalm 51 says, wash me and I'll be whiter than snow. Outward cleanliness is good, and we can do that ourselves. But being cleansed on the inside, in the depths of our hearts, only Jesus can do. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For devotions, text DEVO to 77222.
Tom McCubbin is Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. Give him a call at 1-888-45-LAWNS. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. If you missed any of today's show, you can always find it on Better Lawns and Gardens website, iHeartRadio, iTunes, and Amazon. You can also find the podcast on my website, she-consulting.com. And so, Tom, let's go right to the phone messages. We have Amy in Winter Springs. Good morning, Amy. How can we help you?
Hello.
Recently moved to Winter Springs, and we are one street away from Lake Jessup. And two to possibly three times a year, we get these swarms of almost translucent-like mosquitoes around our doors and our entryways. And we do not know how to get rid of them. And they're so bad that when you open the door to come in the house, they come in with you, and we can't help it.
Well, it's kind of like the blind leading the blind. So these are blind mosquitoes, and there's really nothing you can really do about them in kind of as a practice, Tom, right?
Yeah.
It's they just happen occasionally.
They go with the wind.
And they go with the wind. So what I would suggest you do is put up a couple of bat houses. I would suggest some swallow houses and get some, you know, more of a natural protection. And then also, too, you can get, you know, some natural products that you can spray around your house that will also deter them.
Yeah, there's sprays, foggers that you can use. And that's what I would do. And if mosquitoes get bad in my yard, that's what I do. Now, these are what we call blind mosquitoes. But they're by the lakes, they're good fish bait. I mean, they're part of the life cycle. But around your doors, I understand you don't want them coming in the house. I don't want any of those critters coming in. So if I get that situation, I'll get one of the foggers that you can use. It'll knock them down for a while, but next wind will blow the next batch in.
Exactly. And we don't recommend the bug zappers at all.
No.
Because they get rid of the dragonflies. Now, if you see dragonflies, you're going to they really are good at taking mosquitoes down. They are, they're really good. So anything that you can do in your landscape to promote more pollinators, dragonflies, and then also, too, I do suggest when you live on a lake to look at the foggers.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do.
Okay,
thank you. Good.
Thank you so much. Welcome to Florida.
I find the bug zappers just bring in more bugs.
They do, and they kill the good ones, you know, the ones that aren't, you know.
They were very popular one time. I don't think they're very popular now.
I actually had it in Leesburg. Our oak tree absorbed our bug zapper.
Really?
The whole thing was gone, and it was still, you know, hooked up to the electricity, and I was wondering if it was going on inside the tree.
Really?
It absorbed the whole tree. Within 3 years, you could not see the bug zapper.
Wow.
I have never had that happen before. Let's go to Dan in Orlando. Good morning, Dan. You're on the air with Tom and Teresa.
Hello, Dan.
Yes, hello. My question is, I have two trees, a mango and a avocado, and they're getting tall. Can I cut the tops off of those and let them spread out instead of growing up?
Well, it's a mango and it's an avocado. How tall is the avocado? How tall are the trees right now?
Oh, I don't know. Right now, they're maybe 15.
Okay.
15 foot tall or so.
Yeah. Normally, avocados, we top them at 20 feet, and you can go through and top them. The mangoes, you know, we don't do a whole lot of topping on them because they develop a rounded shape normally on their own. If you wanted to, you could. All the toppings that you do is just going to delay a fruit production.
Yeah, exactly. And then I would also, instead of topping, it sounds like you're just going to take a huge saw pole and chop off the top. I would do it individually, cut the branches, and just cut them with pruners.
All right.
Yeah,
just
well, commercially,
more or less.
Yeah, commercially, they don't have time to do that. Then they will cut them flat, but. But you have the time, and you can get it done properly.
I think it'd just make it look better.
Yeah.
From a design perspective.
Yeah, your mango tree.
It won't kill it.
Won't kill it, no. Your mango tree probably is going to top out at about 20 feet or so anyway.
And wintertime's probably going
to top it, too.
Winter's going to top it for you anyway.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
One more question.
Okay.
On a rain tree, you get my neighbor has these little red bugs.
Yeah, cute, aren't they?
Yep.
Well, yeah, they're real cute.
They're called golden rain tree bugs, believe it or not.
Yep.
And they're there. They're doing some good if you can stand them. They're actually feeding on the seeds that develop.
They scarify the seeds, and they do not develop, and so they do not germinate. And so those are very good bugs, and, you know, just kind of tolerate them. They don't bite. They don't do any damage.
Right,
and
right.
they just get together and chat a little bit and eat some seeds.
A lot of people think they're box elder bugs.
Yeah. They're not. They're in that beetle family, but they're not.
So they're a good bug.
Well, yeah, if you can tolerate them, they become a nuisance. They're like the blind mosquitoes we were talking about. They're a nuisance, but they aren't causing you real harm.
Right. Welcome to Florida.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.
Yeah. So we've had a couple of nuisance insects. It's not abnormal to have nuisance insects around. You have to tolerate some insects, right?
You do. And, I mean, even like the cicadas and things like that, you know, we hear them at night.
You're not going to stop them.
You're not going to stop them. You're not going to stop the golden rain tree bugs because they're everywhere. The golden rain trees are everywhere. And, you know, even the mosquitoes, you know, you just want to make sure you're doing good practice.
Now, the golden rain tree bugs, Jadera bugs, also what they're called, they get on other plants also, but they're doing the same thing. But they're looking for the golden rain trees. And if somebody says they have them, all I have to tell you is you got a golden rain tree somewhere.
There you go. Somewhere on the street, you do. There you go. If you'd like to give us a call, 407-916-5400. And we'll be right back with more of In Your Backyard and your text messages. Text Tom 23680.
Yes.
And we'll be right back with more of Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Looking to make your spring fresh and new? Quality Green Specialists in DeLand has whatever you're looking for. Fancy shrubs and large trees like magnolias and hollies. Beautiful flowers like supertunias and azaleas. Plus avocados, olives, peaches, blueberries, and citrus. Along with vegetables and herbs, too. Pick up quality natural fertilizers and organics like Azomite. Experience the Quality Green Specialist difference. Great plants, sustainable products, friendly expert advice. 1639 North Spring Garden Avenue, DeLand. Or visit QualityGreenSpecialist.com.
Whoa, what a whopper. Where's my net? Whoa! Help!
They say your life flashes before your eyes, right before you die.
It's a girl!
Life jackets save lives. Visit myfwc.com for more information.
Almost everything you hear, read, or watch during this pandemic is about good hygiene. Wash your hands, use disinfectant wipes, wear a mask. These extra measures make perfect sense and can be followed by us all. But the Bible says while we might be clean on the outside, none of us are clean on the inside. When's the last time you silently judged someone or snapped in anger to your spouse or child? You may privately say you've never cheated on your spouse, but Jesus says if we have lustful thoughts, we're guilty of adultery in God's eyes. All are examples of how unclean we can be on the inside. Psalm 51 says, "Wash me and I'll be whiter than snow." Outward cleanliness is good, and we can do that ourselves. But being cleansed on the inside, in the depths of our hearts, only Jesus can do. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For devotions, text DEVO to 77222.
Teresa Watkins is an award-winning horticulturist and landscape designer in Central Florida. Give her a call at 1-888-45-LAWNS. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
Almost everything you hear, read, or watch during this pandemic is about good hygiene. Wash your hands, use disinfectant wipes, wear a mask. These extra measures make perfect sense and can be followed by us all. But the Bible says while we might be clean on the outside, none of us are clean on the inside. When's the last time you silently judged someone or snapped in anger to your spouse or child? You may privately say you've never cheated on your spouse, but Jesus says if we have lustful thoughts, we're guilty of adultery in God's eyes. All are examples of how unclean we can be on the inside. Psalm 51 says, "Wash me and I'll be whiter than snow." Outward cleanliness is good, and we can do that ourselves, but being cleansed on the inside in the depths of our hearts, only Jesus can do. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For devotions, text DEVO to 77222.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
And welcome back to more of Better Lawns and Gardens. We just have a few more minutes to wrap up, Tom, and we have some great text messages.
We have great text messages here. Here's one here for you in particular. He said they want a bamboo, easy care, easy care, a fast-growing, non-spreading bamboo for hurricane windbreaks and screening.
Okay, well, any of your clumping bamboos would do great, and it's just how tall do they want it to get? So I like to use some of the smaller varieties that only get to be about 15 feet tall.
That's fine.
And those are the Golden Hedge bamboo, which is the Alphonse car, and then the Silver Stripe. And then there's also, you know, you mentioned the Buddha Belly, and the Alphonse car and the Silver Stripe are very hardy, but the Buddha Belly, it doesn't take cold very well. So, but it only gets to be 15 feet tall as well. Then there's also the Golden Goddess, which I love, and that's what I usually plant. And then the Ladyfinger bamboo. So there, you've got a lot of choices. Go and look at them and select one. And
make sure it's a clumping bamboo.
Make sure it's a clumping bamboo.
Yeah. Here's another one here. It says, how to treat white spots on lemon tree leaves. This is from Tallahassee. You know, white spots are not normally an insect or a disease.
No, you don't see it usually unless...
Yeah, unless there's been some chemical spray or damage, and you had suggested when we saw this question come up about bleach on a home or roof or something like that.
Yeah, if somebody was cleaning something close by and the spray, you know, went, especially on a windy day, the spray went, or even putting Roundup on some of your plants or doing
some kind of chemical burn,
yeah. It is.
Now, if it's a white streak, that is different. That would be leaf miners. And so that's a possibility.
That is.
Yeah, and then you can use an oil sprayer. You can use a spinosad or spinosad, however you want to pronounce it.
Sure.
And that will take care of the leaf miners on there. Okay. Okay, here's a good one for you. It says, have you heard of a tree, I believe, called Today, Tomorrow, and Yesterday? Actually, what they want is Yesterday, Today, and Tomorrow.
That's it. Yesterday, Today, and Tomorrow. It's one of my favorite shrubs. The leaves are bright green. It is a very tall shrub. It can get to be tall. So that it kind of maybe looks like a tree, or maybe somebody's grown one up to be a tree. But it is a shrub. It has deep purple flowers the first day. They're lavender the second day. And then on the yesterday portion, they are white.
Yeah.
And so it is a gorgeous plant. It's getting hard to find plants, though, Tom. You know, the nurseries are having trouble keeping up with demand. And I'm telling you, we're finding smaller plants in the nurseries. And not as much variety as we want.
Yeah, you're going to have to put up with smaller plants right now. And I would think that's for trees also. Trees may be the hardest to get a hold of.
I think it's going to be very hard. And a lot of our materials going to other places. So
yeah, Texas
is getting them. And California usually gets all the Texas plants. So California's having a hard time getting plants from them.
Are you seeing any plants that are easy to get a hold of?
Your common cookie cutter plants, you know, that are easy to grow. Crotons are very easy to find. African irises are easy to find. The coleuses.
Arboricola.
Yeah, Arbicola, Schefflera's, yes, those are easy to find because they're easy to grow and they grow fast.
But they're probably still going to be small.
They're still going to be small. So just be lucky. If you see something you want anywhere, and that's a good reason to come to the Apopka Art and Foliage Festival, if you see something unique that you want, grab it because it's going to be gone.
Yeah, and I would think all the bedding plants would be available, the marigolds, zinnias.
Yes, all of those. Just a quick turnover. They grow fast, and they grew a lot of them. And so it's going to take a little while. I think next spring will be a little easier, but we're having trouble catching up.
Yeah, here's something else. If you have trouble finding some of these things like the bedding plants, Grow them yourself. Get a packet of seeds.
Get a packet of seeds and grow them. It's going to be much cheaper. And usually you get more in the seed packet than you can handle. Share with your friends.
Yeah. I walked by one of my window boxes the other day, and I had five bedding plants in it, five marigolds I grew myself. And I told Joni, I said, there's $7.50 at least of plant material there, which I grew for less than a dollar.
Exactly. And that's very important. And another idea is if you're donating to a community or a food bank, donate seeds and let somebody else have a chance at growing their own food.
Yeah. Here's a comment here. It says, thanks for promoting insects. Please emphasize the circle of life. All the birds come to my yard, not to chemicalize neighbors' yards.
You know, it's all about balance. If you see one or two bad bugs, live with it, you know, or, you know, take them out, to throw them away, smush them, whatever you want to do. But if you see a lot of bugs, sometimes the only resort you can do is use a chemical, read the label, follow it. It should be your last resort.
Yeah, and sometimes you can use just a light chemical like insecticidal soaps or oils or some of the biological type products.
Exactly, and it's a good way to do it. We would like to thank Ed Thralls with the Orange County Extension for helping us out with our turf grass, and Brad Jones with the Edible Education Experience. We had a call asking about the website again. That is edible, edible.org, edibleed.org. Or you could even just put in Edible Education Experience and it will come up. And I think just going to that experience, so the gardening programs are excellent. Thank you to all our callers and texters.
Yeah, we want to get up on our website. Tell them our website, betterlawns.com.
Betterlawns.com, and you can see and hear the program. You can go back and hear the past programs,
yeah,
too, as well.
And if you have a hard time finding our program on one site, like our betterlawns.com site, they can go over to your site.
You can go to my website, which is she-consulting.com, and you can see pictures of some of the landscapes I designed. On our Facebook pages, you know, we have pictures on our betterlawnsandgardens.com site on Facebook, but they can also see them on my website too as well.
Suppose they want your newsletter.
My newsletter is going to be coming out for May in the next couple of weeks. You can go on to my website and sign up for it. It's free. You don't get any spam. I don't share my list at all. So you remember to join Tom and I next week for more Better Lawns and Gardens. Come out and see us today at the Apopka Art and Foliage Festival. I'll be there 12 to 2. Tom will be there 12 to 2 tomorrow with Joni. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment. See you next week.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right
to the treadmill on your wish list. Or this to the shiny new bike your kid's been asking for. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at energysavers.gov.